So metta at the beginning and metta at the end. Metta is the path and metta is the fruit. It's helpful to start a practice period of meditation with just a sense of how the body is sitting here. So just take a moment to align the posture. Just make sure there's enough height underneath the hips. There's a sense of tilt in the pelvis. So just makes a little bit more arch in the small of the back. And that helps to set up the spinal column so that there's as least muscle tension in the back and shoulders as possible. And then if you're sitting on a chair, just make sure that you're sitting on the front edge of the chair. Just to use your own back, because the curvature of the chair often makes it difficult to sit upright. So there's an interest to be relaxed and upright, to have the breath unencumbered, unhindered, the shoulders relaxed, and the hands either folded in the lap or just resting on the knees, legs. And again, using the quality of earth beneath us, the qualities of earth within the body, to help us feel grounded and settled. Present. And then just taking a moment to just get a quality of sense of how one is feeling right now. Feel heavy or light, energized or tired. So the awareness is open, non-judgmental. Attention is scanning throughout the whole body and receiving impressions. So one takes a moment to relax and to establish the posture as a foundation. And then it brings attention gently to one's own heart center. Just bringing the quality of kindness, loving kindness, to one's own heart center. And today, in this final meditation, I'm going to mix the loving kindness and compassion together. There's a sense of warmth, of welcome, of an invitation and a willingness to touch and draw near to wherever there's any tenderness or pain or suffering. And for many, this is not easy to do. And so if the beginning part of just bringing a loving kindness and compassion to oneself isn't something that one feels readily accessible, then start with an image of something that reminds you of loving kindness and compassion, something that's unconditionally loving and compassionate. A saint. A very wise and loving teacher, a member of the family, a pet, a sacred mountain. A sacred waterfall, pool of water, the ocean, the sun. And so there's no need that this come from a particular tradition or even found in the human realm. What is important is that whatever arises for us in this way brings to us this feeling quality of what kindness and loving and compassion is, without bargains, without conditions, without strings attached. For some, their access is visual. For others, it's kinesthetic. Some people are more cognitive. I happen to be somebody who's a very strong kinesthetic and feeling access. So whatever is your access, translate the imagery or the language into your own easy access. So you maximize your ability to make good use of what's happening here, rather than having to switch your own access to somebody else's access. So if your cognitive is your access, then translate feeling into words and concepts that resonate. Visually, you are as your access, then turn this into images or color or light. So the point here is to bring forward this image and allow the feeling quality to begin to grow and be felt as a tangible experience, a sense of warmth, of welcome, of interest, a willingness to move towards where there is suffering. Stand under suffering. And then as the feeling quality begins to grow, then one can allow the image to fade. there is still a warmth, sometimes an aching. So one is beginning to direct these qualities of loving kindness and compassion to oneself, to one's own heart center. And allowing this quality of kindness and compassion to spread throughout the whole of one's torso, chest area, and into the back. And as it does, just allow the muscles in the body to relax. See what happens to the body when it feels suffused with kindness and compassion. And allowing this feeling quality to spread from the torso out to the limbs, arms and legs. And then to the neck and the head, the jaw and the face, the forehead, the back of the head. So the whole of our physical body, our organs and our bones, our nervous system, blood and our tears, cerebral spinal fluid. Muscles, cell membranes, everything is awash and suffused, bathed, immersed. Kindness, this warmth, this welcome, this interest and compassion, a willingness to move towards, stand under, quiver in the presence of pain and suffering. Wishing one well. And to be free from pain and stress, illness, sorrow. Allowing this field to move into our memories, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, the things that we want and the things that we want to avoid, our secrets, the things that we feel embarrassed about and ashamed of. The things that we've even kept from ourselves. So those qualities of kindness and compassion touch everything. It opens up the hidden places and protects that which is raw and exposed. Softens the hard places and firms up that which is without boundary. Dries up the damp and the soggy places and moistens that which is desiccated and dry. It warms the frozen paces and cools that which is burning. Not through an act of will, not through an act of efforting, but through presence, through the gift of what kindness and compassion can make possible. Seeing the whole of one's body, the organs of one's body, the bone marrow within one's body, and everything that one has ever taken oneself to be, or memories that one has, ideas about oneself, aspirations, as well as fears, suffused and immersed awash in a field of kindness and compassion. Allowing everything, rejecting nothing, making space for it all. Even the things that we think cannot possibly fit, that too is welcome. So we can become filled, saturated, brimming, suffused, where we really get it. This feeling of loving kindness and compassion is something that we know as a body experience. What does it feel like? What does kindness feel like? And then sharing that with the people who are here in this room. People who also have bodies and hearts and minds and fears and dreams. Things they struggle with. Aspirations they long to achieve. Health and illness. Everyone here wanting to wake up, willing to practice. Willing to keep precepts, observe silence, and bear with the challenges of a body and a mind undergoing this process. We can share this with all of our mentors and teachers. The people who have aspired to practice that has made it possible for us to practice. The lineage holders. And grandmasters. We can share this quality of kindness and compassion with the priests that live here. Make such a beautiful sanctuary and are welcoming, allowing us to come even though we have a different faith, use different language, have different practices. We can share this quality of kindness and compassion with the land. It supports the buildings, supports our bodies. And the animals of the land, the birds, the coyotes, the snakes, rabbits. And we can include our families and our friends that aren't here with us. That form a web that support us. Friendships that nourish us. And we can include the people in the world that we don't know, we don't have an opinion about. And we can include the people in our immediate sphere who have harmed us, for whom we have unfinished business. And we can include the people who are harming others, harming the planet. Harming themselves. All living beings have bodies and feel things and wish to be free from pain and suffering. All living beings seek happiness. And so this field of kindness and compassion can extend to include everyone, everywhere. Not just this landmass, this region, state, the Southwest, this part of the country, the whole country, the continent, all of the lands on the Northern Hemisphere, and all of the lands in both the Northern and the Southern Hemisphere. Until this field expands and extends and includes everything, everywhere. The whole of the earth is included in all of its people, in all of its lands, in all of its creatures. In all of its hurting and in all of its sanctity. Everyone, everywhere. And the water, and the air, and the trees, and the earth. Extending out past this world system, past the atmosphere, into the galaxy, to the edges of the universe. All planets, all stars, and the space between them. We can even extend it to all aspects of time, past, present, and future. So that everything that has ever been and everything that will ever be is included in this field of kindness and compassion. The peacemakers and the war makers. people who have prosperity and the people who are living with deprivation, the victims as well as the perpetrators. People who have a sense of a path and people who don't. People who live with precepts and people who don't. Those who are dedicated to serving and generosity. Those who are dedicated to eking out an existence no matter what the cost. Everyone, everywhere, in all lands, all cultures, all people, extending beyond the people to the animals, extending beyond our world and what we know to the solar system and the universal system, extending through the times so that everything everywhere is touched by kindness and compassion, warmed, suffused, welcomed, and allowed. That everyone, everything, in all times and in all place can know what it is to be touched with kindness and compassion. So bringing our attention from an expanded universe to our own solar system, from all aspects of time into the present, to our planet Earth, this incredible, fragile system. To this part of the planet, this northern hemisphere, and this continent. This geographical area defined by a country. In the southwest region, the state, and the county, the city, till we come to the land that holds us here. We come into this room with all of us sitting here. Practicing together. Experiencing the joys and the challenges of practicing together. Aspiring to live with less suffering, with more kindness and more compassion. And then back into our own body, hearts, and minds. With our own personal struggles, things that we find so challenging to accept, resources to work with. Touch the own goodness of our own aspiration, the sincerity of our own commitment. The efforts of our own practice to wake up. To respond skillfully. To move away from that which causes suffering and move towards that which is peaceful, joyful, kind, compassionate, equanimous, steady. With all of the limitations that we experience in our physical bodies and in our capacities, bringing kindness and compassion to what is present here and now.